The last day of Kartik has arrived. For some here in Vrindavan, this is really the last sprint. I can see those who have practiced austerities, they are thin, their faces look worn down, their bodies are bent over from sitting many hours and chanting or doing bhajan. And I think they are a little bit relieved that this is the last day. But there is more than a relief when we conclude such a spiritual time. What is more is that we all have made insights, that we have found jewels on our path that lit the path for us. Please use this time to make a review of your months and see what experience stood out for you. This reviewing your life is very important, because an unreflected life is not really worth living. When you have found and identified your jewels, your treasures, it's very good that you make an applicable, practical, possible lesson, or take a lesson from there and apply it in your life. I would like to give you an example. For me, being in Vrindavan and practicing intense spiritual life is a really, let me say, a time of great breakthrough. It seems that inner walls are breaking, and my views are now vast, and I have now the ability to see that which was hidden. Radha Krishna always becomes so real for me, as real as the trees on the Parikram path. You can't ignore them, otherwise you bump into them. But what will I now take with me? Well, I have discovered some very nice guidebooks, like prayer books, prarthana, or instruction books, Prema Bhakti Chandrika from Narottam Das Thakur, books from which Prabhupada would regularly quote. And I have committed myself to study these books and do the steps, the little steps which are given in these guidebooks, as it's possible for me in the West, which bring me closer to these desire trees of Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna's lotus feet, which can fulfill all desires by just lifting us out of the material atmosphere where there are so many obstacles, to a level of unlimited possibility. It was a genuine pleasure, I should say, to share with you my spontaneous insights in these Kartik inspirations. I felt I kept contact with you and got a lot of feedback. Well, I heard that many gave feedbacks. So I'm somehow thinking how we can make our time more fruitful. Somehow we have become close now by going through all these experiences, including my crash down, which was intense. I want to stay in contact with you in the next year. So please see what we do on social media. There are some plans. And please, this is even more important, find me during some of the programs which I give near you. If you have not yet obtained the Sharanagati newsletter, please do so. You can just write to my official website. There must be an info section. I want to have your newsletter, and we will take care of this. Somehow, let's stay in contact for many, many more Kartik months. All the best, and my prayers go out to each single one of you. Hare Krishna.